This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line, we have the creator of VeggieTales, Phil Vischer. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
How's it going in the US of A?
It's going great. It's technically not morning, but I'll pretend it is.
Of course.
That's what we love.
Now, we have spoken to you before, and when we did, we were talking all things vegetables, but alas, times are changing. What is coming up for Phil Vischer?
Well, you know, man cannot live by vegetables alone.
Mm.
I think that's in the Bible somewhere.
Of course it is.
I actually spent about 10 years, you know, just with every waking moment making VeggieTales, writing, thinking, planning, scheming. And after 10 years, I sort of looked back and thought, okay, that was fun. It was a great way to teach, you know, retell key Bible stories or teach key Christian values, but it wasn't as good a way to, like, explain the whole flow of the Bible or to really dive deep into tricky concepts like, you know, sanctification or justification or, you know, really the meat of our faith. And as I was looking around at kids today, particularly in the States, you know, where I'm familiar with, they're not learning the Bible. You know, they know David and Goliath, but they don't know the whole story of salvation. You know, they don't know how this really affects their lives. So I sat down to create something new. And whereas, you know, VeggieTales was kind of me doing, you know, Walt Disney's big animated films that are all little, you know, mini movies, I thought, okay, well, what would Jim Henson do if he taught seminary? What would that look like? So this is kind of, you know, the Muppet Show meets Sesame Street meets seminary. It's called What's in the Bible, and it's a 13-DVD series. We're just on DVD 4 right now to walk kids all the way through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and answer all their big questions about where did this book come from, who wrote it, why do we trust it, and what on earth a difference does it make in my life? It's a really fun project.
Tell us about how you then tell those stories. Obviously, I would have preferred the meat theme to perhaps carry on. You know, maybe you have a lamb shank and a chicken bone as the main characters. But anyway, that would be great. But how do you tell these stories?
Yeah, what we're doing is it's really a kind of a multimedia format. There's live action, there's animation, there's puppets, I'm actually in it too. I show up in a section called Tricky Bits with Phil.
As a human?
Dealing with topics that are too tricky for a puppet to safely handle, then I jump in and help out. So it's a lot like, you know, in the U.S. in the 1950s, Walt Disney would come on TV on Sunday night and do a Sunday night show where he would do specials like How Will Man Reach the Moon? Or, you know, Your Friend the Atom, and there would be Donald Duck in a spacesuit, but then there'd be a real German rocket scientist, and then there'd be a, you know, demonstration, and they were really entertaining shows, but they weren't just for kids, they were really for the whole family, you know, and all America sat down in front of the TV on Sunday night, it was the number one show in America at the time, and watched Uncle Walt teach us about stuff, and it was just a really novel way to teach things. So what I really wanted to do is, okay, you know, every Sunday, a zillion pastors get up in churches around the world and lecture for 30 minutes, which has been scientifically shown to be the least effective form of education known to man. Let's be a little more creative than that. Let's bring this stuff to life, you know, with little segments, with silly songs, with just all sorts of goofy stuff, but it's really diving into the meat of Scripture. See, there's your meat right there. Of Scripture in a way that makes it clear and sticky for a kid. So, you know, half of adult Protestants in the U.S. can't define the word grace, which is absolutely central to the Protestant Reformation. So what we want to do is we can take the concept of grace and teach it in a little animated segment and repeat it with a little catchy song. There's no way a kid can grow up and not be able to define such a key term. That's what we're trying to do.
That is a brilliant idea. Introduce us to some of the characters, some more of the characters, these puppets.
Yeah, the main host is a puppet, a little guy, a news guy named Buck Denver. And if you watch TV in the States or get much U.S. TV, he's kind of like Ted Baxter on the old Mary Tyler Moore show, or, you know, really popular in the States right now is Stephen Colbert, a really goofy, kind of full of himself news anchor. So he's trying to actually put on the show. But then we've got two British archaeologist brothers named Clive and Ian who try to figure out where the Exodus happened and if it really happened or if the whole thing was made up. We've got a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher in a church basement named Sunday School Lady, and she has a magic flannel graph and is whacking it with her pointer.
That's right.
We We have an Anglican priest named Pastor Paul who sits at his piano, and while he's tickling the ivories, he's expounding on theology. We have a Pentecostal minister, an inner-city minister named Brother Louis, who's kind of my homage to Louis Armstrong. So it's just a whole host of characters, and so we keep cutting between them really, really quickly and then bringing out little animated bits, you know, to bring this stuff to life. It's really a fun group of characters.
Well, look, you don't have to ask. When you need the Australian characters, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. We'll do it. Don't worry about it.
Awesome, because I've done British characters for years, but whenever I try, you know, I can say like five things in a believable, good Australian accent, and then it just breaks apart completely and it's a mess.
Well, let's test this out then.
Yes, I was thinking. What can you say in an Aussie accent? Say, g'day, mate. How you going?
That's about it, right? G'day, mate. Put another shiv on the barbie, right? Hey, see, and then I'm British, and then it's all over.
Just straight away goes to the British. I remember, I think on the buses, the accent sounded like that. But that's all right.
I apologize.
I was in the UK a couple months ago, and on British radio, they were criticizing my British accent. They wanted to know exactly where in England that character was supposed to be from, because they couldn't figure it out, and it was disrespectful.
Well, you do have a very good American accent. It's spot on.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've been working on that for years.
It's very good.
Well, Phil, it's been great to talk to you. All the best with this. You're up to disc four. You've got a fair way to go. But thank you for doing this, because I think it is a real and genuine need. For some, whatever the reason is, we seem to have lost those stories and that education we used to get as kids, and that kind of biblical literacy you talk about is something we need to work on. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. If the church is going to play the role God has for it in the world, we need to know the Bible. That's where the whole thing starts. So thanks for having me on, and hopefully these will be showing up in bookstores around Australia in the next couple of weeks.
I'm sure they will. Phil Vischer, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.